And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall, joined in Studio A by Jay Wynn Russick, our theater critic. Judy, it's good to see you.
Glad to be here, Tom.
So when Anne Hornaday and Jed Dietz come over and we talk about movies, I always get excited when I've seen one of the movies that they're talking about because I don't get out all that much. And I'm very equally excited every time I've seen one of the plays that we're going to talk about. And it is that is the case today. We're going to talk about Proof at the Everyman Theater here in Baltimore. It's their season opener. So I guess on the literal level, the title Proof refers to a mathematical proof. There are a bunch of mathematicians in this play.
Oh, yes.
It sort of seems like the word took on a number of different meanings in the course of this play that transcended just mathematics.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, proof of trust, proof of honesty, proof of respect, especially respect for women, proof of love on several levels, father-daughter love, sisterly love, romantic love. On the literal level, as you say, it is about a mathematical proof, but this is a beautifully crafted script with a lot more going on, and that's very evident in Everyman's production. I interviewed the playwright David Auburn in 2002, about 6 months after Proof won the Pulitzer Prize, and he told me that he sees the play as a family drama, primarily, with an academic backdrop. The family consists of a widowed father and his two grown daughters. There's a lot of conflict in this family. The younger daughter, Catherine, dropped out of college and has spent almost all of the last 5 years caring for her father, Robert. Robert was a renowned mathematician and professor. He suffers from severe mental illness. The older sister, Claire, lives in New York, and she thinks she knows what is best for everybody, especially for Catherine, who thoroughly resents her for this, even hates her at times. The play begins a week after Robert's death. One of his former grad students, a fellow named Hal, comes across an unknown, groundbreaking mathematical proof in one of the professor's desk drawers. But did Robert write this proof, or was it written by his daughter Catherine, as she claims it was? Claire and Hal both have their doubts.
You wrote this?
Yes. When?
I started after I quit school. I finished a few months before Dad died.
Did he see it?
No, he didn't know I was working on it. It wouldn't have mattered to him anyway. He was too sick.
I don't understand. You wrote this by yourself?
Yes.
But it's in Dad's notebook.
Yeah, I used one of his blank books. There were a bunch of them upstairs.
Tell me exactly where you found this.
In his study.
In his desk.
Where did you find it?
In the bottom drawer of the desk in his study. In a locked drawer. Catherine gave me the key.
So that's Jeremy Keith Hunter, Katie Kleiger, and Megan Anderson in the Everyman Theater's production of Proof. So, Judy, Everyman also did Proof in 2004. In his curtain speech, Vinnie Lancisi, the director of Everyman, referenced that he directed that production back in 2004. And on opening night, Linnell and I were there, and I guess you were there with Alan as well. He told us that with a different director, he sees new things in the play. I wonder, you've seen this play multiple times.
Yes,
I have.
Did
that happen with you too?
I have to say, first of all, I thought it was kind of unusual for Everyman to open its season with a show that it had already done, even though it was one of the theater's biggest hits up until that time. I think it must be a favorite of Vincent Lancisi's because he also took that earlier production to Totem Pole Playhouse in Pennsylvania in 2005. And as you say, he directed the first production that Everyman did. This time it's directed by Paige Hernandez. I have seen this play many times, and I did see some different things in this production. What I would call deeper theatrical roots, kind of debts to the theatrical canon. Catherine is very worried that in addition to her father's genius, she may have inherited his insanity. And her patronizing sister, Claire wants to move Catherine to New York and possibly shunt her into psychologist care. This reminded me, in a much softer way, of Blanche DuBois, the way she's treated in Tennessee Williams' Streetcar Named Desire. But even more than that, the next to last scene in Proof is a flashback to a time when Robert was in remission, and he thought that he had gotten his old skills back and was starting a major new proof. So in this scene, the way Paige Hernandez directs it at Everyman, Bruce Randolph Nelson, who plays Robert, and Katie Kleiger, who plays Catherine, made me think of King Lear, with Catherine as Lear's devoted, misunderstood younger daughter, Cordelia. I brought an example from that scene of Proof. Robert is raving wildly about being back in the game. Before the scene ends, he crashes and Catherine comforts him. Let's listen to a little bit of him raving here.
It's like somebody turned the light on in my head.
Really?
Not the light. The whole power grid. I lit up. And it's like there's no time has passed since I was 21.
You're kidding.
No, I'm back. I'm back in touch with the source. The font, whatever the source of my creativity was all those years ago. I'm back in touch with it again. I'm sitting on it. It's like a geyser. And I'm shooting up right up into the air on top of it.
Gosh.
It's not divine inspiration. It's not funneling down into my head and onto the page. It'll take work to shape these things. I'm not saying it won't be a tremendous amount of work. It will be a tremendous amount of work. It won't be easy, but the raw materials are there.
That's Bruce Randolph Nelson and Katie Kleiger in Proof at the Everyman Theater. So one cast member, Megan Anderson, was in Everyman's previous production of Proof, but she played a different character. The rest of the cast is new. I don't know. For my money, I thought the directing of this play was outstanding, and I thought all the performances were terrific. What did you think?
I did think it was beautifully directed and very, very moving. As you point out, Megan Anderson was in it before, was in a different role. She played
the younger sister.
Yes, the
now
lead.
She, now
and
she
now
plays
she's
the older
this
sister.
Very dictatorial, take-charge older sister. She made a very strong impression on me the first time I saw this show. I can still see her in the role of the younger sister. As the older sister, I almost found her a little too gentle as this tough-minded young woman. That said, Katie Kleiger, excellent. Heartrending as the younger sister, as Catherine. I almost saw her as a kind of wounded bird. After years of taking care of her ill father, it's almost as if she's forgotten how to fly out of the nest. Very sympathetic character and very sympathetic performance. Like Megan Anderson, Carl Schurr was an unforgettable Robert in that earlier Everyman production. But Bruce Randolph Nelson really makes the role his own. And the way he looks is startling. Did you find that?
Yeah.
I mean, he has a white beard, thick glasses. He's gotten quite thin, and he wears these baggy sort of professorial corduroy trousers. Although Robert is mentally unstable, with the exception of that scene that I just compared to Lear, Bruce Randolph Nelson gives an understated, very compassionate performance. And then we have the fourth character, Hal, Robert's former grad student. He's played by Jeremy Keith Hunter. Proof debuted more than a half dozen years before The Big Bang Theory, but there's a lot of talk about nerds and academic geeks. The way that Jeremy Hunter plays Hal, he's not a total nerd. He's a little socially awkward, but he's also ambitious and enthusiastic, and he's not without heart.
Yeah, I agree. I thought he was terrific as well as all the rest of them. Also, I thought the set was really cool. What did you think about that?
I agree with you. The play takes place on the back porch of an old house near the University of Chicago. The set's designed by Daniel Ettinger. He's basically built a house on stage. He also designed the set for Everyman's earlier production. That set had some kind of abstract elements that incorporated kind of magical blackboards covered with equations. I don't remember if this was the case then, but in the current set, the exterior walls are scrims, so we get glances inside. For example, we see Hal going through the things in Robert's second floor study. And I also want to praise the lighting design, beautiful lighting by Martha Mountain.
Yeah, I agree. So what do you think? Proof gets Everyman season off to a good start?
It does. It's not the most daring choice. It's more of a kind of greatest hits, but seeing it again reinforced what a strong play this is, and it's getting a strong production at Everyman.
Proof is at the Everyman Theater here in Baltimore until the 6th of October, and we've got a link to details about the showtimes and stuff on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, very excited, Linnell and I on Saturday are going to see What the Constitution Means to Me at the Kennedy Center, and you and I are going to talk about it then.
Looking forward to it.
Me too. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, we will be broadcasting live from the Enoch Pratt Central Library here in Baltimore. The Pratt will officially unveil its new look on Saturday. Now that a $115 million renovation is complete, we'll get a sneak peek tomorrow, so tune in on the radio or join us down on Cathedral Street at the Pratt. Lunch today provided by Dangerously Delicious Pies with locations at 2839 O'Donnell Street on the square in Canton and at 810 West of 36th Street in Hamden. Their menu includes a large variety of homemade sweet and savory pies and quiches. You can find more information on the web at dangerouspiesbalt.com. Here and Now is coming up after the news at the top of the hour. On behalf of the entire Midday team, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for spending some time with us. Have a great day.
This is Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.